Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's Katie Neal, and welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. I recently got to sit down with Ryan Hurd and talk to him all about his latest single, Pass It On, which he wrote with his wife, Maren Morris, Hardy, and Jordan Schmidt. We talk all about the song, getting back on the road, and what big plans he and his family have for the summer, which do include getting his son Hayes into swim lessons almost every single day so that hopefully he can be out on the boat surfing with his dad soon. Without further ado, here's Ryan Hurd. Enjoy.
How have you been?
I'm good. We're having a good time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Been out on the road, playing a bunch of shows. How's everything?
We're tired.
You're tired. It's really hard getting already. Back to real life, right? Like, feels harder.
I remember always being tired, and now I'm like, oh, yeah, that's...
Now you're tired with a two-year-old, so that's not... It can't be easier.
Yeah, but it's good. I lost my voice last week, so that was tough. But other than that, we're doing all right.
Good, good, good. Yeah. How is little Hayes doing?
He's good. He's already doing this thing. Are we going yet? Okay. But I won't show you the video. Sorry. He's good. He's like a little, his own little dude. So it's kind of fun to watch him grow up and get to, I mean, you kind of don't really know what you're missing until you have it. And you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we've lived this long without this kid. So it's been great. His party was fun. We had like a petting zoo. And he loves animals so much. He just sat there and like barked at all the animals for 2 hours and cried when they left. So he's a great kid.
That's so awesome. It looks like you guys are having a good time. I was cracking up at your post on his birthday. Like, he roars all day like a lion and we love him. That's so sweet.
You wake him up in the morning like, what's up, dude? It's Tuesday. And he'd be like, ruh. Yeah, man. Okay. You growl away. You take your space in the world.
That's incredible. And then talk to me about this new single that you just put out, Pass It On. You wrote this with Maren, Hardy, Jordan Schmidt. How did this start?
Well, it was an idea for Maren's album. And it, as soon as we started writing it, she kind of decided it was a song for a guy to sing, I think. And so then Hardy sang the demo and then it fell to me, but I think it kicks off my album in such a cool way. And I love having something unabashedly positive on the radio. I call it my kindness anthem. And but it's also something you can turn up on your boat in the summer. So I'm pretty excited about it. I think the reaction's been great. And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch it move up the chart.
That's awesome. What is the little sample at the beginning?
So that's a guy in town named Ilya Tyshinsky. And he's probably one of the best acoustic guitar players in the world. He's from Russia, and so it's this Russian guy saying, how country do you want this to be? And
that's what I thought he said, but I was like, is this from something else that I should have recognized?
No,
I couldn't
it's
tell.
Not sampling. It's just what happened in the studio, and my producer and buddy Aaron Essays left it in the track, and I thought it was so funny. It's like, yeah, we're leaving that in there. So
I love that. I love little things like that you guys like will do every once in a while.
I was just a guy sitting in the studio being like, cool, how do you want me to play this? So
how country did you tell him you wanted it to be?
I wasn't there, to be
honest.
Oh,
you weren't.
So, Aaron did a lot of, like, most of my album got made without me being present. So, but I sang it all. So
that's awesome.
And I proved it all. So I guess that's just having a good producer.
Yeah. And then being out on Tour de Pelago, what do you feel like? What surprised you that maybe people have reacted more to at live shows from the new album?
I think just having to be top to bottom. You want people to invest in your whatever you make, but they... It's just people are shouting different songs at me all night, and you always hope that something you put your heart into like reaches people and affects their life, and even if they just like the song. So seeing the amount of love for this body of work is really gratifying.
It's got to feel good, especially like, you know, we're all coming out of this time where like you guys would put out music and not really know how people felt about it because you couldn't play shows.
Sure.
So it's got to be really good to have that metric.
Well, the internet has made people really brave. So you know if they like it or not really quick.
You definitely know when they don't like it.
It's been cool. Just getting back out there, it feels like there's something scary about going back out after you've been home for so long. And the reaction has been great. And, we've played some really full rooms. And so that part to me is really, I don't know, it's just not something you take for granted. It's awesome.
Definitely not. When you were talking about Passing On, you mentioned that the song kind of started out from Marin's album and then Hardy sang the demo. As a songwriter with so many song credits, how do you like starting to distinguish that now after a write? Like, how do you know, like, I want to keep this for me or I'd rather pitch it to somebody else?
Well, first of all, if somebody else wants to record it, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's not easy to get outside songs cut in Nashville, or it never has been, and it's not getting any easier. So anytime I get an opportunity to be a part of someone else's project, I'm really thankful for it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a me song, I kind of know right away. I'll get really excited about it. Or it's something that I've like listened to the demo for years, and I'm like, you know what? That one might fit. So I also like, I definitely lean on my team, people I trust. So if my manager, Janet, gets excited about it, and then Marin gets excited about it, and then Aaron gets excited about it, you're just like, okay, there's something here.
It's a good litmus test.
With this song. So, you know, just having like a really positive sounding board with people you really trust helps a lot too. And then you turn in your album to the record company, and then they take it from there. So, everyone's invested in the songs they record, and you know, those are 100% just artists deciding what to put on their albums. But after that, I mean, it's a collective effort to go promote it and get songs up the chart. And so you just have to really trust the people that you've partnered with to do a great job and hope that they have a good compass
mm-hmm.
as far as music goes in the market. So, I am in a really cool spot with all the people on my team and with kind of my spot in this format, and I'm really enjoying it.
That's awesome. That makes me happy to hear that. And then you mentioned like Pelago being a very like water-based album, fun to listen yeah. to on the boat. You got to be getting excited. I know you love going out and surfing, so
we're
going to
rip it up.
Here.
Yeah, we're already starting to, the text threads are already starting to get pretty fun. So I grew up on the water in Michigan, so much water in Michigan, summertime. And you only get 12 weekends, right, in the summer
mm-hmm.
up north. So you have to make sure that you use them all. And I love that part of my life. And, you know, I'm excited that Hayes is a little boat boy and he loves it too. And just it's been such a cool part of, you know, getting away from our jobs. And we love our jobs, but that's not who we are. And
mm-hmm.
trying to make sure that we continue to make that not who we are the older we get. And any time you can spend with your buddies or with your family on the water is really, you know, it's what life's all about.
It's extra special. And you mentioned Hayes being a boat baby. What's like the earliest age you can start like teaching a kid to surf like that? Like
you can teach him at 2 if he wants
really?
To get in there. Yeah.
Is it like kids in skiing? Like the earlier you teach him, the like
yeah, I
more
mean,
fearless
you gotta,
they are?
We have like, you have zip sleds and you have ways, as long as he's wearing the right life jacket, which
yeah.
is really important. You know, you can sort of start him young. So
how's Marin feel about that?
She's not into it. That's a
not yet.
No, she's like, hey, absolutely not. My kid is not going back there. I was like, well, I bet you he will.
Yeah.
I bet you he'll want to. So yeah. I bet he'll be ripping it up on the tube. I have him in swimming lessons every day this summer.
Really? I mean, that's so important.
It's really important. And
it's crazy to me when I meet people now our age. They're like, yeah, I never really like learned how to like really swim.
No, he's going to be every day. So that's what he's doing this summer. That's his job. Go to work, kid.
You don't have to pay rent, but you got to go to swim lessons.
He's got to, yeah. And he loves the water though. He's just a little water. He's whatever. That's what he got from me.
Yeah, for sure.
Was that part of it. He loves being outside. He loves being in the water. So that's what we're going to make sure he's safe doing it.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys have a great summer. It's so good to see you. Congratulations on the new single. We love it.
Thank you. And thank you for the support. I mean, you guys have always been such massive supporters of my music. And
we're
it doesn't
Ryan Hurd fans.
It doesn't go unnoticed. It's not taken for granted. Thank you.
You are very welcome. It's so good to see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.